Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
God.
About. I'm hearing kind of an echo on this line. Sounds like I'm in space. We're getting better. A little bit. Alright, a couple things I want to talk about. I wasn't available to do shows last week. I was just wasn't available to get out of bed. Had some health issues. So I had to cancel Wednesday and Friday. Still dealing with it, but not that bad, so. Boy, you know, kind of got the shoes knocked out of your feet Saturday, didn't you, huh? The news of Barb Rogers killing Steve Mineo. And you know what? This war has been going on for a little bit now, so a lot of people ask me questions and stuff, and so I just want to clear the air tonight on a few issues because getting asked the same stuff. You know, Steve wasn't involved in a cult. And I'm not a cult, and I'm not a cult leader. And so I want to set that straight because Barb is trying to set up her defense because everything she said was a lie. And so, you know, she's trying to get out of it. She hunted Steve down, picked his head up from the floor and put a bullet in his head. And so I know exactly what happened that night, and I'm going to talk about it tonight. You know, Steve and I met back in, 2010 when I came on Facebook. And I can't remember if it was 2011, 2012, exactly 2010. I know I didn't get on Facebook until 2010, and that's when Steve sent me a friend request, because I don't friend request anybody. If you went on my Facebook list, you have to send me a friend request, and then I'll decide if I let you on or not. And then if you're not compatible with everybody on the list, I show you the door. And so, you know, he was, back when I met him, he was a mouthy kid. He was a couple years older than my own son, and he was just a kid. He's just a kid to me. You know, I thought he was about 20, 21 years old. Of course, when I heard the police report stating he was 32 years old, that kind of shocked me a little bit. He's older than I thought he was. I was under the impression that by now he'd be about 27, maybe 28. So he may have been about 24, 25 when I met him, but 23, but I thought he was a little bit younger. That's all right. And he was a fighter. He was all into this, we're going to start a second American revolution. And he was always going out instigating trouble. That's what Steve was. He'd go out and put upside down flags on telephone poles and get in trouble with the police and throw a fit because he was taking garbage out of the dumpsters and getting cited for that. And I remember one time he contacted me and he said, I have a court date and I'm not going. And I said, they'll put an arrest warrant out for you. And he said, I'm not going to go. And he's spewing off all the reasons he's not going to go. And I'm like, Steve, stay out of jail to fight another day. Pick your fights wisely. You know, taking stuff illegally out of a garbage dumpster, I guess in New Jersey, taking stuff out of garbage dumpsters is illegal. I said, then just don't do it. Live to fight another day. Don't cause unnecessary trouble with the local authorities. You know, I was kind of a mother to him. You know, he's a young kid. He's a mouthy. He calmed down a lot over the years. His dream was to go to the Poconos. I had mentioned, I was talking about safe areas one time. When crap hits the fan, when safe areas to live in, and I'd mentioned the Pocono Mountains. And then from that point on, that was his dream to go to the Poconos. And we used to talk about all the bears in Pennsylvania and stuff. I told him that, you know, he's a city boy, suburb boy, whatever. He's a typical, just, you know, Joysy. Some Joysy. You know, he was funny. He was. In the last several years, he was getting more and more interested in the things we were doing with our Oregon War. He loved the Oregon. He liked getting it out. You know, a couple years ago, they had bombs planted at the Giant Stadium, wherever they're having Super Bowl over there by him, and he was so happy. He went over to the stadium and Oregoned it. on an Oregon mission for me. I sent him all the Oregon he needed, and he was so happy and had so much fun with that. And so we had a pretty good relationship over the years, but this year it got really, really strained. Really strained. And some of you might remember, he made those videos for me last year, and they were nice. He put a lot of work and effort into those, and he met Barb. And nobody was paying attention to this Barb. I wasn't paying attention to. I was happy he found somebody he liked, whatever, blah, blah. I didn't know her. I just heard the name. But on Facebook, we have a chat group, and there's about 10 of us grannies in it. Not everybody's a granny, but it's like a sewing circle. We just didn't talk about everything. You know, we talk about world events, we pray, we post funny stuff, silly. We just chat. It's like a sewing circle in there. And Steve was a part of it, and he didn't hang in there out every day like some of us do. Steve was a night owl. He'd be up all night. Me and him would chat about stuff during the night because we kept the same kind of hours. He slept all day and stayed up all night. But he brought this Barbara in there. And this was the first time we really was like, okay, who is this, you know? And I never talked to her. She never came in there when I was in there. So more reason why it lagged on and no one had confronted her about anything because nobody really knew her. Nobody was talking to her. She was staying hidden in the way, way background. And that's why I didn't have any issues with her because she never opened her mouth at that point. But then we started noticing some of the stuff she was posting on her Facebook and some of the people and associations she had in her friends list. And it was like, wait a minute, something's not right here. Something is really not right here. And when you look at her pictures, she had no light. She had no aura. It's like a dead carcass. It's like, what's that about? And I recognized some of the names on her list, which was red flags for me because I knew they were super soldiers. And she posted this post about craving raw meat. And this ghastly picture of raw hamburger meat with some other things, but most notably off to the side of it was a pile of feces. Yeah, yum. That sounds good. Feces and raw hamburger. And I knew that was a Wiccan Satanist kind of picture. Because there's only certain types of people who crave raw meat because they crave the blood, and that's those with the vampire demon in them. And so you're looking at witches at the higher levels. You're looking at Satanists. You know, I did a show years ago about how they eat poop at Hollywood parties. Yeah, we're gagging about that one. But that's what they do at rituals, and you know, it was alarming. It was like, what the heck? Who is this girl? And I recognized one of the names in her friend list because it was a super soldier that had been assigned to kill me several years ago. And, you know, my assassins come and go. I've had assassins after me since George Bush Jr. and Dick Cheney hired the number one assassin in America. Kill me. And how I know this is because the assassin told me himself many years later. Because he couldn't kill me. He told me all the problems he had every time he tried to kill me. I'm protected by the Most High. And when Obama was president, I was number two on his death list. Chavez was number one, president of Venezuela. They finally got him with cancer. I'm still standing. Why? Because of the Most High. I had a heart attack 2 years ago. I only got about 30% of my heart left. I get poisoned all the time. I survive it all. But it wear and tears your body down, I'll tell you that. I got shot in the leg about 8 years ago with a chip, one of those chip guns. And I got the chip out of my leg, but it had left poison residue inside my leg, and so every year it flares up and it gives me problems. I think it's called toxicosis. And so that flares up on me at times. I was dealing with that all last week. Toxicosis, cellulitis, high temperature. It can knock you out. But anyway, I started looking more and more at this Barbara Rogers, and the father revealed to me this vampire demon she had. And you know, I've dealt with this vampire demon before because I've known quite a few celebrities with it. I've been exposing the Hollywood creep agenda for a long time. I did a video on Hollywood transgenders back before Trans Investigation was started. I did a video on Hollywood vampires. In my book, Interview with the Devil, Lucifer exposes a lot of it to me, gives me a lot of info about what's going on. In my interview with Lilith, a demon goddess, the father allowed because she was entertainment up in heaven for a while because she kept trying to kill me through the Miami witches. When she was in detainment up there, he let me speak to her, and that was the only reason she was up there, because otherwise she would have been chained somewhere in hell where she belongs. But I've learned a lot from the sources themselves, and I've been dealing with this agenda for a long time. That whole super soldier agenda, the whole witches, the Satanists. And so when Barb comes around and I see that vampire demon in her, I knew exactly what her game was. Because, see, at the time, Steve was in the Oregon, considered an Oregon, hanging out with the Oregon Warriors. And, you know, they call us the Oregon Warriors. We call ourselves Oregon Warriors. The media wants to think we're a cult. But Oregon is ancient energy. They can study Wilhelm Reich, who they threw in prison and destroyed all of his work because President Eisenhower commissioned Reich to find a way to destroy aliens and UFOs because they discovered there was a problem in America. There's UFOs everywhere. And so Wilhelm Reich rediscovered an ancient energy called ether energy, and we call it Orgone energy. And it's a living energy. It's the blue ether energy that surrounds the earth and gives the earth its blue hue. And it's a living positive energy. And what they were doing was they were trying to eliminate this ether energy through chemtrails. They were dimming the earth's atmosphere, filling the earth's atmosphere up with DOE, dead orgone energy, to replace the living orgone energy that we need to thrive off of. And so Wilhelm Reich discovered that our what we call positive orgone energy would destroy alien ships. And so at that time, President Eisenhower decided, instead of defeating the aliens, we'd join forces with them. So they confiscated all of Wilhelm Reich's work, threw him in prison, where he died in prison. But he has a museum, the Wilhelm Reich Museum. He has all of his works available you can buy. But we picked up where he left off. Because when I started praying to the Father in ways to tear down the strongholds of Satan, he led me to Orgone Energy. And I'd never even at that point heard of Wilhelm Reich. I didn't know who Wilhelm Reich was. I was just listening to the Father. And he showed me how to make orgone. And I started putting it out around my neighborhood and found that when the chemtrail planes came and it started smogging up the sky, there was a big, huge, clear blue area above my house because chemtrails wouldn't stick where I had orgone. And so this led to what we call missions, going on missions and trips and putting orgone out further and further away, putting grids eventually would lead me across the country in 2008. Again, in like 2012, 2010, I was taking trips across the country, putting orgone walls up to protect the people here. And we started seeing the UFOs crashing. The media didn't know what to do. They started calling them meteors. Oh, another meteor in the sky. Fireballs in the sky. Must be from a failing magnetic, blah, blah, blah. Nobody ever gives us the credit. It's orgone. It's the orgone. And you can read in my book, Interview with the Devil, Lucifer admits, orgone's wiping them out. It's crashing ships. One of his biggest complaints to the Father was we'd crashed over 16,000 UFOs with our orgone. To date, we've crashed over 16,000. It destroys evil energies. It destroys their technologies. They had to ground the entire Air Force F-35 fleet because it was based on alien technology, and our orgone melts alien technology. We were shutting down alien bases. You know, we had a lot of success. We've had a lot. We still do. And that interested Steve. He got involved with it. We're not a cult. We just want to tear down the strongholds of Satan. Steve wasn't suicidal either. Steve had so many things he wanted to do. So many things he wanted to do. So upset that she killed him. The father let me hear a conversation, and I don't know if I should relay that tonight or not. But he's very upset that she killed him. He was yelling that, and I'll be very frank, he said, "That bitch killed me." Because, you know, a lot of people wondering, was there more people involved? Because from the get-go, it sounds like it's being a scripted cover-up. The one bullet theory, when he was actually shot at least two, maybe three times. He said he was shot in the leg, and that's why he fell down. And that's how she got to him. She pulled him by the hair and pulled him up and then put the gun to his head. Pulled him up on his knees, put the gun to his head. How did it start? Because she was what I kept warning him she was. You know, in some of her pictures that she posted, her eyes were in slits, and that's typical of reptilian possession. And that would give her superhuman strength. Steve couldn't get away from her, because when the demon manifested in her, that if it was the demon or the lizard, she had both. He had, you know, a human's no match for that kind of supernatural strength. They were in bed, and these are things the father revealed to me, that they were both in bed, and she was looking on her phone. And there was a, I don't know if she saw, they were watching TV, and they were watching the Resident Evil series, which, by the way, is about super soldiers. Resident Evil, that girl that always plays it, I know exactly who it's about, and it's a female super soldier, I know, but they put a whole series about it based on her, who happened to be on Barb's friends list at the time, before she got rid of her to hide her. But they were watching, they had been watching that movie, and she, either way, on her phone or whatever, she was sitting next to Steve, and she saw blood, and she got all excited. She just, ooh, blood, you know, and her face contorted, and that demon started manifesting in her, and Steve looked over, and he saw it, and it terrified him. He basically screamed, "Who the F-U are you? What the F-U is going on?" and she was startled that he saw her, but she knew by then she couldn't do anything about it. He already knew. And then he yelled, Sherry was right about you. I should have listened. And it threw her in a rage. And she jumped up at him and stood on the bed, and he yelled. I'm not going to say he screamed, but he screamed. He yelled, and he started to run to get away from her. And she, that thing at this point, because it was no longer her, knocked him down. It feels to me like she was beating him up pretty good, because he couldn't move. He was crawling across the floor to get away. And she ran and got her gun. And he was in, I think, the kitchen, trying to get to wherever the door is, trying to get to the door. I think she shot him in the leg, because I see him running and then fall. And I think she shot him in the leg. And then when he was on the floor, she walked up to him and he was begging for his life. He didn't want to die. And she said, F you. And she put the gun to his head and pulled the trigger. I knew it was going to come at the point where eventually she was going to manifest and he was going to see it, because I've been seeing it the last several weeks. I just didn't know it was going to manifest in this way, and I thought it was further down the road. I didn't know it was right now. I thought it was a little bit further down the road. But it's crazy because, you know, last week I decided, you know, I'm going to look at the missing persons in the Poconos area, because these vampire demons that these witches get are vicious, and they don't stay dormant. I mean, some of them will go on literal hunts just to drain human blood. All the A-list Hollywood stars do it. They have hunt parties where they go prey on the homeless people. And they have it so sophisticated now that they have vans pick up the dead bodies so they're not littered all over the place. And people don't notice that there's vampires out on prowl on the streets. And so I was looking to see if there was any missing persons in Poconos area. Because from the way it sounds, she would probably even eat the thing, like, not just drain the blood, but also eat it, you know. That's how vicious they are. And this is the top levels of witchcraft, because if when I look around at the levels and ranks, and I don't know them all, but I remember Lilith telling me some of the celebrities, you know, that she goes on hunts with, Madonna being one of them. They go on hunts. They go vampire hunts. Hunt for people they can kill. Drink their blood. It's very big, and if you'll see in Hollywood, they're coming out with all these series to try to make it look cool to the kids. Oh, look, vampires, they're cute studs. It's not so bad. Oh, look how nice these little witches are. They're trying to make this look friendly and innocent, the kids today, so they think it's cool. How many witch shows they have on TV? They don't show you the real side of witches. And I was seeing all those signs in her. And it's not too far-fetched to think that she was sent to Steve to destroy him. Steve wasn't hiding the fact that he was looking for that perfect girl. And he thought Barb was it. He thought Barb, sorry, was going to be the answer to his prayers. I'm saying, Steve, she is not God's answer to your prayers. She is dangerous. She's going to destroy you. She's going to consume you, and then she's going to move on. She's targeting you. He wouldn't believe it. You know, I'd been like a mother to that kid for 8 years. And he turned around and he became so hateful and vindictive against me. How dare I insult his wife? They weren't legally married, but they were just considering between themselves to be married. And so that threw up another flag. Is she married already and just on assignment? Does she have kids somewhere? Is she just gonna destroy them in 2 or 3 months and then leave? I didn't think they would be together that long. Certainly didn't know she was 42 years old. She played the teenager on her little young kid pictures online. If you look at how she looks when she takes pictures with Steve, she acts like she's some little innocent teenage girl, young 20-something. Certainly doesn't look 42 years old. And I highly doubt Steve knew she was that old, 42 years old. Truth always comes out in the end, doesn't it? So he got really hateful and vindictive and vindictive, and we stopped talking together. I couldn't get through to him. And started making hate videos against me, trying to think of every snide comment he could come up with, every stab, every dig. Just, he wanted to hurt me the way he thought I was hurting him. It must have hurt him very badly, the things I was trying to tell him about her, because he was full of rage. Just full of rage that I would dare say something about his wife like that. And he couldn't believe it. He didn't think it was true. But on that night, she shifted in front of him. Boy, he saw it then. You know, she's also stating in her police reports that we were stalking and harassing them, which wasn't true. Where's the evidence? I never spoke to her one time. There's no phone calls, there's no texting, there's no Facebook messages. She sent me a Facebook message once and I wouldn't even read it. I wanted nothing to do with the witch. I wasn't going to entertain her. I never once contacted her. And since May, I haven't even talked to Steve. So how can she claim that we're stalking and harassing them and they can't get away from us? We're the ones who can't get away from them. They've sat there for the last month just putting up one hate video against another, pulling in people to lie. They pulled in a clone. The one person on their one video is a clone. The real one died 2 years ago. The problem with clones is they don't know they're clones. Still playing the role, but that one's going to end soon. And he was probably working on a few more. She wanted him to keep the videos going because she was furious. You know, according to her, I made her life a living hell. Because when I outed her for what she was, as a witch, vampire witch, super soldier, it made her have to work harder at her image, to maintain her image as a Christian girl. Because that's what Steve thought she was. And how do you think that when a woman sits up all night and gets sloppy drunk, and at 8, 9 o'clock in the morning is having a long conversation with somebody, texting back and forth, and she tells Steve she talked to me, and it wasn't even me, it was somebody else. I posted the conversation and sent it to Steve from this person. And he did a whole video saying Barb had a conversation with me, and it wasn't me she was talking to. I never talked to her. I have snapshots of the conversation where she admits she's a reptile. People go, she's just sarcastic, being funny. But she doesn't even remember what she's saying or who she's talking to. I think she's just revealing truth when she's drunk. We all know she's a reptile. You'd rather love a reptile than you, you loser. Something like that. It wasn't loving that way. You'd rather be with a reptile than you or something like that. She was mouthy. She was mouthy. And she was a drunken slob and, you know, put you in a bad mood. There's no red blood to eat, no red meat, you ain't raw meat, no missing people in the Poconos. She probably has a trail of them across the country. And she was in the military for almost 20 years, so why is she saying, "Old Steve was going to teach me how to shoot"? Really? Why? She was in the military 15, 20 years. Supposedly she was having a pension from the military. That's what they were living on, her pension from the military. Steve was self-employed. Steve always made money fixing things. When I knew him, he was fixing computers. He'd pull them out of garbage cans. And he'd fix computers and he'd sell them. And he'd sell stuff on eBay. So everything she's saying is going to blow up in her face because there's no evidence. Follow the evidence. No one was harassing them. They were harassing us. We're not a cult. Steve wasn't part of a cult. Another thing to look at is her involvement with the military. Because, as you know, they chip implant their soldiers so that when they leave the military, they can control them, activate their chip implants and control them to do what they want them to do. They could have used her as some kind of psyop pawn to go bewitch Steve, because he just could not see any truth about her. Totally blinded by her. Seduce him and kill him, the Black Widow. Anyway, I'm not hateful. I'm not vindictive towards Steve. I never responded much to his videos. I was frustrated. I was sad by him. Sad by his death. Frustrated by the whole thing. You know, I just knew very strongly from the time started looking at her, who and what she was. I've been dealing with this section of our society for a long time. You know, the Lord shows me a lot of things. He lets me hear conversations. He shows me things himself, because I've never been involved in that kind of world. I wouldn't have been able to take it. Grew up in a Christian home. I've got no first-hand knowledge of witchcraft and Satanism, and when I speak about it, I just fumble my way around it with what I've learned over the years. I've never been directly involved with it. Well, but I think I do a pretty good enough job being able to warn you guys what they're doing and what's going on. And I certainly can hold my own and recognize when someone's around me what's going on. You know, I was warned about a month ago. I was warned by a former witch. They had posted a new picture. I noticed she took it down on her profile page. But there was a picture of Barb and Steve, and she was darkened out. Her side of the picture was darkened out, where you, on the other side you could see Steve. And this former witch told me she's going to kill him. That's code. And I said, "What?" And she said, "Yeah, that's what they do. It's a code that she's going to kill him." And I went and looked the other day at that Facebook picture, and she had changed it. She'd taken it down. There's witches all over the place online, folks, posing as Christians. Barbara's friends. So many of them. When I told Steve and tried to warn Steve that Barbara was a witch, I would get attacked by all her little witch friends online. I still now try to get on my Facebook. I won't let them on it. So many of them. Look at the fruits, folks. Look at her profile. She says she worships the Most High, which she took that off of because I'm the only person who ever refers to him as the Most High. Everybody else calls him God or Father or Yahweh. I always call him the Most High. Always have. And that she's a caring person. Caring about what? Seeing that her assignment's through, that she kills what she's supposed to? She's killed before. He's not the first. You can tell by her aura. She's got no light. She's killed before. I'm feeling she's killed about 4 people now. And that could be with or without. Missing people. I never did finish my little research project on that. I got distracted with something else. But yeah, they want to hype us as a cult because we're a threat to the establishment. Number one, we're Christians. Number two, we pray about the destruction of God's enemies. We pray for God to show us and keep leading us into tearing down the strongholds of Satan and the New World Order, which greatly affects the alien age New Order that's coming. Because their ships were burning. Great Ashtar Command. Yeah, we crashed the Capricorn one. Remember that one? Was that back in 2008? Crashed into the Pacific. Man, according to the Pacific, they said a space junk was going to hit the ocean. It was the Capricorn one. That was a classic. So now they have the Capricorn 2. It's the main ship of the Galactic Fleet. Funny. You guys think this is science fiction, but it's actually real. It's the Ashtar Council, Ashtar Command. They call themselves Galactic Federation, too. Sananda, Maitreya, Germaine. They're working in the background now to cement their final takeover. It's the Eighth Regime I've been talking about. It's the regime that will usher in the Antichrist and the False Prophet. Oregon take them down, tear down their stronghold. And that's what the Oregon does. And so they've got nothing on us. We're moral people. We're ethical. I've been married to the same man for 27 years. I have 4 kids. 2 grandkids. So that's what they do. They try to smear you with the cult or the conspiracy theory targeting and labeling. Oh, you're a cult. If I had a cult, well, I would have a mansion somewhere, maybe a Mercedes, maybe a vacation home, maybe even a vacation every year, or even a salary. I'd probably have a few bucks in my pocket. No, I'm not a cult. I'm just a poor woman who lives in the backwoods of Ohio. I just love the Lord. That's it. I'm trying to save mankind, kill off the aliens and the evil, wicked things on this planet. And for that, I'm hated. So you ask yourself, who hates me? They do. And the people that work for them. Anyway, folks. What day am I doing shows on Wednesdays? I'll be back on Wednesday. Till then, everybody. Yah bless.